Okay. Hello, everyone. Hello.
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 Hi, Nabil. Hi, Nabil.
Marhaban. This is Imad.
Ahlan, Dr. Imad.
Ahlan,
Sahid. Who else do we have on the call? I got Nabil, Imad, Sahid.
Sahid.
Hi, Salman.
Hey, bye.
Anyone else? Okay. Let's allow two more minutes. I'm sure other people will join as well. I know Manel is joining.
Beher, I'm on the call.
Hi, Manel.
And Christina will be joining in a while.
Okay. Kev?
Hello.
On the line? Yeah, hi, Kev. So have you tried Rafi Damak and Iftikhar Shah?
Yeah, Rafi is online.
Ah, Rafi is online?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only person we're unable to get in contact with is Iftikhar Shah.
Iftikhar. Okay, and what about Ali Mishal?
Yep, they're online as well.
Okay. Okay, just keep trying on Iftikhar, and I think we're going to get started in, 1 minute.
Okay,
thanks.
Perfect.
Rafi, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Rafi. Ali?
Yes, available, Bahir. How are you doing?
Hi, Ali. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Okay, I think we can start, and maybe other people will join. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for joining. We have Nabil, Imad, Fahad, Sarmad, Manal, Rafiq, and Ali on the call. First, if you can mute your lines, that would be helpful. What I wanted to discuss today is the document we've been working on. I got feedback from Sarmad and Nabil. I think it was very helpful, and I think right now we're starting to make some progress as to looking a little bit deeper into the objectives and trying to identify what exactly we want to get out of this effort. I am not sure if all of you have got the chance to go through the document, and if anyone has comments that he or she couldn't send to the list, and if you want, we can start with that. I've seen the comments from Sarmad and Nabil, and we can get to discuss them, or see if we need to discuss them in a little while. But is there anyone who would like to say something before we get into the specific parts of the document? Any comments or feedback or questions?
Nothing from my side. This is enough.
Okay.
Beher, this is Manal.
Okay, Manal, go ahead.
Just very quickly, I'm sorry, I might be commenting on things a little bit late because unfortunately I was not receiving any mails on the mailing list. So I'm checking with our IT department here, and hopefully this is going to be resolved soon. So I was just thinking about the strategic goals, but again, this is a quick comment. I don't want to reinitiate the discussion. I had the feeling that the first and the third goals are somehow related, which is foster two-way engagement and the multi-stakeholder internet governance mechanism. But again, as I said, I don't want to reinitiate a discussion on the strategic goals. So I'm fine with this, and we can continue the discussion. So.
Okay.
I just thought to make the remark just in case, but if we're settled on the strategic goals, I will not trigger the discussion again. So.
Well, actually, I don't think, just to be clear, I don't think we are settled. I think what we agreed to the last call, and I remember Sarmat said this very clearly, that let's keep them for now as, you know, as the three strategic goals, you know, until either someone comes with more, you know, thoughts and more ideas, or maybe when we delve into the details of the objectives, we realize that, you know, there's something that needs to be changed in the goals. So so they're not settled, and any feedback at any point regarding the goals or any part of this, you know, whole thing is, you know, is more than welcome. Any other comments or questions?
So, frankly, Baher, this is Manal again. Frankly, okay. To me, I believe that building a strong and competitive domain name industry in the Middle East is the core focus from my point of view. Other things might be more of mechanisms or tools, or but again, I think they definitely won't harm. So I don't have a strong objection on this. I'm just saying that if it were me, I would focus on building a strong competitive domain name industry, and this will not be possible until we foster a two-way engagement between ICANN and the different multi-stakeholders and so on. Just to have real focus on something that could be measured and could be have a quick impact. But again, anything additional definitely won't harm.
Okay.
Baher Nadeel.
Nadeel, go ahead.
I believe that we have an existence issue, which is very vital. I believe, and as I said in my email, that with ICANN and within this region, actually with the whole internet in the region, we need to bring in a better understanding, a better alliance with the governments, and this is existential for me. The ITU will not back up. The Arab League will not back up. And ICANN should rework strategies in a manner that will bring some equity within what the government sees on the internet. It is not only creating the main market. I mean, it is an existential issue. They're going to take the internet to a different playground. And we should make sure that, make them comfortable while keeping the internet within that multi-stakeholder structure. Selling domains and buying domains is part of it.
Baher, may I comment quickly?
Go ahead, and then I have a question. There is something I did not get, but you go ahead.
I definitely agree with what Nabil said. I mean, it's not just the domain names that would make things more sustainable within the region, and definitely so far, the region relies very much on the government. the government side. I mean, but this is all why, because there is not enough private sector involvement. And the other thing I thought was that when it comes to government, probably there would be other venues and other channels also, like the GAC, how to involve the government within the ICANN. There is other venues also that we have, I think, to bear in mind somehow. And again, I don't see that the government part on the document. I mean, maybe I missed a bullet or so, but I don't see much focus on bringing government on board, which I thought was on purpose, because, I mean, bringing the government on board needs some other mechanisms. I mean, it's a higher level thing. It needs one-to-one outreach. It needs coordination somehow with the GAC. That's why I was trying just to highlight the private sector part. But I definitely agree with what Nabil said on the importance of involving the government.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
I think maybe Manan did not read my last email. I guess she's had some problems with receiving emails on the list. So I'll just mention it again. Okay, and I'll just mention it again here. I guess one problem many of us will be facing in trying to touch base with our government is the fact that our governments do not understand the internet governance ecosystem, and they do not understand the multi-stakeholder approach. I mean, some politicians just assume that when you talk about internet governance, you're talking about government, and they just assume that internet governance is actually related to government. So I think within the mandate of our working group and within the time frame imposed for us, I don't think we have the right time at the moment to involve our government. That's all.
Go ahead. Okay, thank you, Fahd. Okay, next, Nabil.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Imad. I would like to make a statement. You know, the issue of, I guess the issue is, how do we get the right players engaged in our activities? Instead of, in my mind, saying, getting the government in or out or whatever, because in my mind that would be basically a decision. And so we don't get into this discussion, I think, away from each other, or probably we'll have it as a part of our discussion later. I think the issue is, how do we engage the proper, the right players in the efforts of the ICANN? And then during the discussion, we could go ahead and decide what and how and what engagement process we're going to go through. That's one. Two, when I said earlier I didn't have any comment, I just want to say that going through the document that I've seen or the data that I've seen so far, I do have a few comments on the language that is being used. Some of them could be simple and probably I may be blamed for even bringing it up, but just as an example, like lack of inadequate laws, I think the issue is lack or inadequate laws, just as an example. The bullet under it, that's under challenges. The bullet under it, I think it's political volatility more than anything else. And so there are a few things that we need to discuss as far as the verbiage and the terminology that we're using, but we could keep that for later discussion. Thanks.
Thank you, Annette. Okay, one question I have for Nabil, because there is something you said which I didn't hear quite well. When you said ITU will not back up and the League of Arab States will not back up, and then you mentioned something about ICANN and equity. I'm not sure if I got the word right. So
yes, okay. I mean, if we look at the overall process, I'm a government, and Nabil Boukhalid in Lebanon comes and discusses with me the internet governance. in what name, in what role he's doing that. While if you go and look at ITU, ITU has official representation. The outcome of the consultation with the government is voting that the government delegate is going to do within ITU. His voice is heard, and he has an equity in that. He is a partner. But if you go to ICANN, GATT is advisory. What is the government doing on advisory board? I mean, have you ever seen a government entity happy to be only in advisory board? I've never seen that. So what I'm saying that ICANN today is not, the internet today is not the internet in 1960 or 1970. The internet today is very critical for business, for governments, for operation, for education, for whatever you want in countries. It contributes to the GDP of the country. So the government are quite interested in that. And they need to have an active role, a decisive role, in some of what's happening on the internet. I believe that the advisory role is not acceptable for government, and that's why we had that humiliating failure in the last vote in Dubai. So what I'm saying is, I believe that we should recommend, as a group coming from the region who had 100% vote for ITU, on why we had that vote. What are the problems that you're facing? I mean, we're not voting. We as member, as contributing to that, Imad, for example, from the group voted, and Imad fought a lot not to vote for the ITU, my understanding. But at the end, all the countries voted to change, I mean, for the ITR, no? They did vote for the ITR. What I'm saying is GATT role should change and become more of an entity that has some decision-making in the ICANN policy-making structure. Or something like GATT, I mean. But GATT seems to be the right body for that.
Okay. Anyone wants to comment?
Sahed, can I make a comment, please? This is Sahed.
Okay, Sahed, go ahead.
So actually, if you look at the, if you just read and follow what the GATT has been doing lately, I mean, let's, for example, look at the new GKLA program and the GATT early warning. So it's obvious, actually, that the GATT does have a power within ICANN. And, I mean, reading all the latest developments on the new GKLA program and all the and the latest registry, the ICANN registry agreement, we can see that, actually, the GATT is gaining a stronger role within ICANN. But then comes the other fact that there is, I mean, I do not want to get into any sort of politics, but there is a higher body than ICANN that actually makes the final decision. One of the best examples for that, XXX, some of us know that actually XXX was actually rejected by the GATT, and the GATT refused to have it approved and delegated. But then in the end, let's say that what was disseminated to the internet community, that XXX had to be approved so that we can move ahead with the new GTLD program. In terms of the ITU and ITRs and the WICCET in Dubai, I mean, we all know that there is a lot of political debate behind it. We know that many of the developed countries, let's say, did not vote for it, mainly the United States and the European Union. But then who actually did vote for the WICCET? Probably the developing and least developed countries. I mean, I read a lot about the WICCET. I followed the WICCET, even though it does not relate much to my day job. I mean, many of the countries, some of them actually call the WICCET a winter vacation or something of that sort. So, I would prefer that we keep the ICANN process away from the issue of WICCET and ITRs as an example, because they are completely different. I mean, in the end, actually, those who followed the ITRs and WICCET realized that actually the ITU opened a window for comments and for multi-stakeholderism. And actually, the ITU did invite private sector, let's say, non-governmental entities to actually fly into Dubai and attend the WICCET meetings, but they had no say in the final vote. So So even the ITU is kind of moving away from the pure governmental structure into more of a multi-stakeholder structure, because they have been pressurized to do so. And who knows, maybe things might change in the next couple of years, in which we see actually an ITU or any other UN bodies actually moving away from the governmentally explicit system to a more multi-stakeholder system. That's it. Thank you.
Thanks.
Can I speak? This is Khaled.
Yeah, go ahead.
I in fact completely agree with Abid.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Khaled.
Okay.
Yes. I'm in agreement with Nabil's point about the involvement of the government, and I think it's probably the perception of the role of each party with difference between the West and the Arab world. We know all that in the Arab world, the government has much more bigger responsibility and involvement than the Western countries. But my comment, in fact, is I'm enjoying the discussion about those issues. I'm enjoying the discussion that we have on the mailing list. But I have the feeling that we are going so much in details. I suggest that we will focus more on strategic level. Details will go, will come to the future. My understanding of the mandate of this working group is to elaborate strategy, it's better for us to stay in the higher level. Also, probably I missed discussion about this, but it's very important, as we are going in the few days to meet in person, to discuss about the output of this meeting. We should probably discuss from now what we have as output from this face-to-face meeting and prepare it from today.
Thank you.
Baher, my comment.
Ali, go ahead.
Yes, I would agree with Khaled and Fahad as well. I mean, what we have is very much clear now, the strategic objectives that we are trying to achieve or plan here, and it has a very high level. The details and the implementation plan might differ from country to country, by region to region, because as Khaled just mentioned, the way the things have been system-wise is totally different from country to country, even within the same region. So I think we would just leave the details for the implementation of the actions that we've taken, because each will be actioning the strategic goal in the way or in the flavor that the country might go with. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ali. Okay, I need to say something just to reflect on what has been said so far. So Nabil, you're raising a valid point about, you know, the sort of responsibility and accountability, and how, you know, we as a group, or we as ICANN community and ICANN organization, are going to implement this. So all these are valid points and valid questions. In particular, the issue of the government and the government involvement, I mean, we need to be realistic here. I mean, I think we all know that you know, the ICANN and ITU are two different models, and participating and engaging and influencing in one process, you know, within the ITU does not preclude the same party to participate and influence another process within ICANN. And, you know, we've seen all developed countries who obviously got more resources than we do in the developing world. They do participate actively in the ITU and all the study groups of the ITU and all this. And at the same time, they come to the ICANN-GAC and they go to the IGF and they participate everywhere. And that's probably a matter of resources, a matter of knowledge, a matter of, you know, expertise and all this. I don't think that within this working group, we can solve the issue of the model itself and whether the model suits the stakeholders in the region or not. The point or the question of the GAC, whether it should be advisory or not, it was discussed by the GAC members themselves more than once. Their conclusion as GAC that they don't see any other sort of model or mechanism, and they are quite satisfied with the advisory role. The problem, in fact, is not with the advisory role. The problem is how to enhance and strengthen their role with the other constituencies within ICANN, including the board of directors. This is the key thing, how to empower the GAC, how to get it more into the policy development process and all this. This is the key challenge of the GAC. Within the ICANN model. So what I'm trying to say here is that what we're trying to do as a working group is to identify our priorities that would help us as community, whether government, private sector, ISC chapters, whatever, as community in the region, okay, to engage more in any efforts, whether nationally, regionally, or internationally, whether within ICANN or out of ICANN, to engage actively and do what we have to do for our countries and for our societies, and if there is something specific that we need from ICANN, this is what we need to identify in detail as well. The issue of whether we should as a working group we should stay at the high level or go into the details. I think we have two. I think we have two main tasks. One is to is this strategy to finalize and to develop the strategy for the region, and this could be high level, could be at whatever. I don't see it at a very high level. But in the end, the other task, which is more important, is the action plan. So we need to. Once we finalize the strategy for the 3 years, we need to take it to the next step and to develop the action plan for the first year. And I think there we will have to discuss the details and see how we're going to implement our objectives, how we're going to implement the projects or the activities that we just named or identified in the strategy document. And I think at that point we will have to discuss the details, and at that point we might if we have an objective on capacity building and building a training or capacity building center to do X, Y, and Z, that does not necessarily mean that each and every country in the region should support or endorse this recommendation. I mean, if we as a community, as a working group representing the community that participate in ICANN, can come up with a set of recommendations, and then we will work with ICANN on implementing them, taking into account that we also within this same group we have representation from the governments, even though they're participating as individuals. But in the end, I mean, some of them are representing their governments in the GAC. Okay, we have at least 3-4 people on this working group. So I don't think we're working in entire isolation from our governments. I can share your view that more maybe we need, at some point, we need to specify one or two recommendations to you know, address the issue of how to interact with governments at high level. Maybe we need to do that. But I think generally, I think we're at least that's my observation, is that we're trying to be balanced. We're trying to take all the concerns into account. We're not neglecting the fact that, as you said, Nabil, that governments have a major role, to play in any policy-related issues. We're not neglecting that fact. And again, that's why, if you look at the representation of this working group, it's no surprise that I think the larger number of stakeholder representation come from governments in this working group. So maybe we need to, get more feedback from those who represent governments on this working group, and they can guide us on what we are missing or what we need to, consider. So that's my view. I think there are things we can address, and there are things that seem to be out of scope. But again, that's my observation. Are there any other comments on this particular point? Okay.
This is Daniel. Just briefly, I would say the issue of, again, I will repeat probably what I said earlier, the issue of engaging different stakeholders is important. The government is a major stakeholder that we need to really know how to engage them. And I think we really need to study it all together at the same point and just identify the issue as how to engage different stakeholders, and between parentheses, including governments. Thanks.
Thank you, Ahmed. Okay. Okay, going through the document we have right now, and also reading through the comments that came from you on some of the parts. Am I correct in assuming that we're kind of very close to identify the focus areas, like right now we've identified four focused areas. So at least my assumption right now is that we're very close in this point. That does not mean that I want to get it to closure. I'm just saying my personal reading. And then underneath that, of course there are many details and many items we still need to go through in detail, like in the area of capacity building. Both Sarmad and Nabil raised a very good point of the need to have a sort of or to build some regional entity or body that would take this mandate on training the trainers and build capacities and all this. So that's probably a valid point. I think what we need to think about is whether we're thinking of a independent entity for capacity building, or we're thinking of it as part of other proposals for establishing RIR or establishing regional TLZ organization. So that's probably something we need to think about. The other thing I want to raise is that working on this strategy, we need to keep in mind one thing. This is, I mean, it is correct that this is, you know, ICANN strategy in the Middle East. That's right. But it's also important to understand that ICANN will not implement this strategy or the actions that will come as outcomes of this strategy, we will not implement the whole thing in isolation of other stakeholders or other, you know, parties in the region, including governments and others like CCTLD operators, business, you know, at large, and ISOC chapters and so forth. And that's important to keep in mind, because when we get to the point of discussing the action plan later on, I mean, we need to bear in mind that while implementing this and while ICANN will take, you know, responsibility for implementing and all this, ICANN will also be looking for partners to join and to implement, you know, at least parts of this. And for some parts, I mean, I can tell you that there are, you know, I mean, I can see some parts or some activities easier than others. Like in capacity building, I'm sure that we can find, you know, partners to engage with, because we have been doing this for a long time. And for instance, next month, we're having a we're organizing a training with ISOC Lebanon, with Nabil for DNSSEC in Beirut. The next month in April, we're doing the same thing with ATI in Tunisia, together with AFRINIC and NSRC. So for capacity building and the kind of activities we've been doing for a long time, I think that's more or less easy. But on the other hand, if you look at activities and other efforts like, you know, building DNS industry and, trying to look for incubators and funding programs and all this is something, as ICANN, we have not done before. And this is something where we probably will, be looking for help and support and, you know, engagement from the region, from experts in the region. So just keeping in mind the issue of, you know, implementation, it's not only ICANN, it's, you know, ICANN, again, with the community and with partners from the community. My last point on this document right now is there are some particular elements that are so far identified as objectives, or maybe as, you know, projects under objectives, such as, you know, the establishment of an RIR, or establishment of regional at large organization. The one thing I want to say here is that we also need to keep in mind that if this is an objective, I mean, if establishing an RIR is an objective, then we as a group need to understand very well the process of establishing an RIR and understand very well the role of the different parties in this process, in particularly ICANN, because as this may come as part of an ICANN strategy, then I think it would be very important to understand the role of ICANN in this process. The same for establishing a regional organization for at large. This also requires understanding of how the issue of geographical regions within ICANN has been established and has been discussed and reviewed over time. And for example, we have Fahad on this group. He has been part of one of the working groups looking into this issue. So because this is very important, because we can easily put whatever objectives we want to put or whatever projects we want to implement in the strategy, but without knowing and understanding the details of how to implement them and how to achieve them, I think we will be doing a mistake. So I'm just raising this just to say that there are some parts of this document right now. We need to look into the details of these parts and see how we could achieve what we want to achieve here. So this is my personal reading of what we have worked out so far. I'd be keen to also hear your views and reflections. If you have any comments or questions. No comments? Okay, are you still on the line or no one is?
No comment from my side. Okay.
I'm sorry?
No comment from my side.
Okay. Thank you.
Can you return to the point, Baher, please? This is Khalid.
Okay.
Again, I mean, as for me, it's very important a face-to-face meeting, and usually a face-to-face meeting is more productive than the main exist and the calls. I believe it's very important for us to discuss about the achievement that we need to do during the next meeting. Can we discuss about that?
Sure, and I was going to mention, yeah, sure. I mean, I was just going to mention, one point leading to the face-to-face meeting, which is, from now till we get to the face-to-face meeting, what we need to do, and then at the face-to-face meeting, what we need to do, and then the outcome. So I was just going to take it from now to the face-to-face meeting, if that is okay with you, Khalid. I mean, we have 3 weeks up to the face-to-face meeting. So my question was going to be, what we need to do in the next 3 weeks, what we need to, as a working group, what we need to discuss and present in Dubai in the open meeting, and then as a working group, what we need to discuss and achieve in the face-to-face meeting. So any views, any?
This is Khaled Behar again. I honestly agree with you when you said in the beginning of your talk about the fact that we are achieving a good status of this, the document and the strategy itself. I think what we have now is a very important document, very rich. We can easily, with this speed that we have already done, we can present a draft of the strategy probably in the face-to-face meeting.
Okay. And Khalid, when you say draft, can you elaborate more? I mean, what level of detail you want to see in the draft? How would it look like? How is it different from what we have today, the two pages we have today? Can you just elaborate more?
When I say draft, it's for me a draft of strategic level, higher level than detailed one with practical actions to do. I think practical actions may come later, but what we have now, this document is good. We can probably reduce some point, and that's all. I mean, it's good in many ways.
Okay.
This is Samad. I left it on.
Samer, go ahead.
Okay, so I think one thing we could probably do is perhaps now divide ourselves in some smaller groups and maybe come up with draft action plans and then come back to the main meeting and perhaps share those action plans and then, you know, put together a larger comprehensive action plan.
Samer, can I just repeat what you said because I'm not sure I got it all right. So you're suggesting dividing into smaller group and a draft action plans?
Right.
So each group would look into a particular area and try to come up with certain actions in this particular area, and then we come back as a larger group and try to put together one comprehensive action plan. Is that what you're proposing?
Exactly.
Okay, but I have a question here. Do you think with what we have today, I mean what we have identified so far, do we think we are ready to move forward and discuss specific actions or action plans, as you said? Are you this is a question. Just I'm not clear on that.
So I think the idea is that we need to really explore more details, and once we explore more details, only then we can come back out and see what we want to do further. So I think the reason I'm suggesting that we do some action plans is so that we at least start discussing what are the operational, in a way, aspects which we need to look at, and then we come back and see, you know, is that something we can achieve? And if it cannot achieve, how, you know, what are alternate possibilities available to us? Because otherwise, you know, the state of the document which it stays in right now, you know, it seems to cover a reasonably wide variety of things at that level, and we really need to go to the next level to now get more, I think, input into this.
Right, thank you, Samit. Okay, so I, okay, so we have, okay, so there are two, I think, slightly different proposals, or maybe not different, but at least this is my understanding. So Khaled was suggesting trying to focus on, you know, more high-level things and extract them out of the document we have today, and this could be the kind of draft strategy we could share and present in Dubai. Sarmad thinks we need to look into the details of what we have identified so far, and is proposing a you know, smaller groups to work on different parts, different areas. So what do the others think?
Ahead.
There you are, Ali.
Yes. Yeah, I think I'm yeah, I join Sarmat's suggestion because I think we have spent more than enough time on developing this high level. And if we recall at our first conference call, Mr. Hamad al-Bashir from Qatar, he proposed the format of that strategic plan as a very much systematic format. Will these now goals and objectives can be set there? And then we start detailing it, because just going on for the face-to-face meeting with a very high level with this one or three, four pages, that gives an idea about what we are intending to do, I think it will not be enough, rather than just putting our detail as an action plan. And I'm very much sure that the attendees there will be more interested in our action plans that we will be doing, and that will be what they will be discussing with us. Like if we said we will be doing 1, 2, 3 as an action to achieve this goal or this objective, and that will help us, especially if some more officials will be there from ICANN to support this direction in terms of actions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ali.
Beher, this is Manel.
Okay, Manel, go ahead.
I also concur with Sarma's proposal. So.
Okay.
Beher, if you direct, in fact, I would like to say that both suggestions are not against each other. The question was if we will present something to public or not, and my answer was related to what we will present publicly to the public in the face-to-face, in the open meeting. And for me, we better present something high level, even though I agree with Ali that there will be people in the meeting that are eager to hear from us and will be happy to add. But this adding would be also a high level adding. I don't think that CEOs and people from the board of the ICANN would be going to details and action plan. This is why my answer was related to what we will present. And again, this is not the final, the face-to-face meeting is not the final meeting that we will have. We will have more time, I think, after that to go through actions. And those actions may be, in fact, we can still work on those actions plan during the next few days.
Right. I think you're right, Khaled. When the more I just, you know, think about it when you guys were talking. I think when I mean, you said high level, and then when Samit said, you know, actions and looking into details, I think you're right. I mean, there is no contradiction in the sense that, I mean, in the end, even if we are going to talk about you know, action plans or actions, still that could be on the high level, because I don't think from now till the time we get to Dubai we'll be able to discuss, you know, every detail on how to implement a certain action or a certain proposed project or so forth. So, yeah, I think we're kind of, you know, saying the same thing, maybe using different terms. Any other comments?
I think yes, Bahar. We are all, I mean, as from my point of view, we are in an agreement on what is the direction. As you mentioned correctly, and Khaled, he just rephrased the point that he raised. It's in the line with what Sarma says and in the line what I have in mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali. More comments?
Beher, this is Manal again. I think maybe we have to go through the full exercise as Sarmat suggested, and then again, as Khaled clarified, we can then decide on the level of depth we will go, we will present in Dubai. I mean, going through the whole exercise, we'll get a better picture, and then we can decide on the level of details we want to get into in Dubai.
Okay, and is the proposal here to, is it to, when Farmad, when you said, you know, splitting or dividing into groups, did you mean to have the groups by area? Like currently we have four focused areas. Did you mean that we could have four groups, each one looking into one particular area?
I was not actually suggesting any particular division, but that's one way to consider it, yes.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of actions to take out of this call. So are we going to, you know, propose that we need four groups, each one looking into this particular area, and then we need, you know, obviously people to fill in the groups so that we have, you know, some work done.
This looks good enough to start with, I think. So either four groups, or we can also merge three and four and make three groups.
3 and 4, let me just go back to the document. 3 and 4, the governance system and the community development. Okay. What do other people think? I'm fine with the proposal. I mean, still, I mean, there is a high level of intersection between the different areas. So even I mean, like, so the first one, which is internet stability and security, it has a whole section on technical capacity and so forth. And then under community development, we'll also have something on capacity building. So still there are, some overlaps, but that's fine. At least for now, I don't see an issue, even if we decided to split into smaller groups. Okay, are people comfortable on doing this over email? Like, you know, people will volunteer to lead on, I mean, if we agree on having three subgroups, are people comfortable on volunteering to the three subgroups over email?
Behr, excuse me, the line was cut, and I didn't hear what was the proposals.
Okay, Khaled, the proposal is actually what Sarma suggested was to for the working group to divide into three working groups or three smaller groups, one on each of the focus areas, one, two, and then we're going to merge three and four. Okay, Sarma just got dropped off. Just hold on. Do we have the operator? Kev, are you on the line? Okay, Kev, if you are on the line, please dial out to Sarmat Hussein again. Thank you. So, Khaled, sorry. The proposal is to split into smaller groups and to have each group look after or look into one focus area while merging areas 3 and 4 together, so to have three groups instead of four. This is the proposal. And my question was whether we could do this over email, like people will say, okay, I'm going to work on this particular group. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay, and I think the goal is to get each group look into the details of each area and try to sort of flesh out what, needs to be discussed and all this, so we have better understanding of what we're putting into each or what we're proposing into in each area. Okay, let's do this. I realize it's okay. Sarmad is back. Okay, I realize it's almost 11 UTC, and people probably have other commitments, so I don't want to keep you longer than that. Okay, so let's take this action to do the working groups, and then I ask you all to try to engage more over, the mailing list. And I think next week we're going to have another call next week, and perhaps each group will be able to, sort of report on what they have done. If you think, and I'm going to put this in the meeting summary, if you think the working groups or the smaller groups will need to have a call during the week, like additional call for the smaller group, let me know and I'll arrange that. Any other questions or comments? All is good. Okay, thank you everyone, and talk to you next week.
Have a nice day, bro.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.